A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I tell you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to Fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and they recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and reconcile with your brother. And then come and offer your gifts. Settle with the opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, today's Gospel, we have to first of all underscore the background that led to what Jesus said. At this time, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they were seeing external manifestation, or they were seeing just obeying the law as doing the right thing. They prefer to see people watch them while they obey the laws, while they express a external manifestation of the traditions. But right inside them, what they proclaim is different from what the heart or how the heart is. So when Jesus came with Christianity, he tried to make people understand that what matters so much is our hearts and not the external appearance, but the heart. He wanted them to understand that love is more important than sacrifice. That was why he was emphasizing never to harbor anger in our hearts. Because when we harbor some anger in our hearts, it distorts our thoughts. Anger in our heart will always affect our relationship with people. So we have to do whatever we can in order not to harbor anger. And what we have to do is to make sure that we reconcile. If someone offends us, if we feel hurt, we have to reach out and reconcile as soon as possible in order not to harbor anger in our hearts. Because harboring anger is very dangerous. And also, it is the will of Christ that all of us will have a relationship with Jesus. And if we can have that relationship, it then means we have to avoid anything that will lead us to sin. Because Jesus is holy, God is holy, and we are called to be holy. So for us to have this relationship, we have to, as much as possible, to eschew, to remove from our hearts whatever that will distort this relationship. So we are called to be holy. We are called to make effort every day. It is a continuous process. That was why in the first reading, St. Paul was advising us that as we gaze unto the Lord, we are being transformed by the presence of the Lord. And for us to be transformed, part of the transformation is to make sure that there is nothing in our hearts that will distort our relationship with Him, our connection with Him. So today's gospel invites us every day to think about our relationship with God, to examine our conscience, to make sure that there is nothing that obstructs us from having this relationship with Jesus Christ. So my dear friends in Christ, let us pray, especially as we have entered the ordinary time of the season, that God will continue to draw us closer to Him. And the best way we can do that is by making sure that we examine our hearts every day. Whenever we find out that there is something in our hearts, as soon as possible, we have to remove that stumbling block and have this connection with Him at all times.